thunder dunks, and tell you the truth, they get in their opponent's head faster than anyone.
Beecher is the standard in Division III Class C, the old Class C. They're the standard that every team measures itself by. So when last year, when USA beat that team, regardless of how young and inexperienced they were, they still knocked off the three-time state champion. Everybody wants a piece of Beecher, and they get the best effort. And that's the standard that they have set. It's a pretty lofty one.
John Mooney, now let's take a look inside that huddle of the number one team in Division III, Flint Beecher.
Well, in the only meeting between these two squads this year, Coach Mike Williams is Flint Beecher Buccaneers. They do have a quick lineup and features two junior guards. They're listed as guards. Jalen Terry, yes, he's a guard. He's Mr. Outside. And Ernest Sanders, I think he's more Mr. Inside. Now, they are both instrumental in the Bucs' last state championship, and that's three in a row in what was called Class C. Now, with five back from last year's ball club, the Bucs will start one sophomore and two freshmen. The sophomore is Kenyon Minifield, and then you have the two freshmen, Carmelo Harris and James Cumming II. Those two are pretty good kids, by the way. They're ranked at number one in Division III once again, and they are, let's face it, a very formidable team in the entire state of Michigan, regardless of class.
No question about it. And I think one of the keys last year, I think Beecher wasn't as focused on USA as it should have been. I think maybe overlooked the Patriots as a thumb team, a team that they have beaten a number of times over the years, and USA got the best of them. That is not going to be the case tonight. This is a Beecher squad that's had a meeting, a potential meeting with USA circled on the schedule. They wanted a piece of USA. Now they have it. It is going to be a full focus. But you wonder, is that focus too much? Are they too overhyped? Because that is a possibility, too. You get too excited for a game, and you start making some silly mistakes. But one thing's for sure, Beecher has its sights set on USA. USA will not surprise Beecher again.
This year, as opposed to last year, Coach Williams has said that this year he could concentrate on coaching effort, not attitude, effort.
And, of course, with a victory tonight, Beecher would move on to the state quarterfinals in Port Huron this coming Tuesday at St. Clair County Community College, or better known as SC4. Last year ended a 10-year run where the Flint Beecher Bucs made it to at least the state quarterfinals in every single season. Last year, they may have entered the game with USA a little bit overconfident. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight.
Yes, the winner of the game is going to face the winner of the current state champ, either Detroit Edison or... They're competing against Madison Heights Madison tonight also in the Sandusky Regional, and it is expected that Edison will emerge.
Yeah, I don't have any plans on Tuesday, and I hear it's a really nice venue over there at SC4. They just opened that up, a couple of years ago, and I'd love to get the opportunity to cover a game there.
And you know who the most famous alum of Madison Heights Madison is?
I have no idea.
We're sitting right in the middle right here.
John Mooney to my right here tonight. So you're listening to the WNLW Sports Network. It's time for a short break. We are exactly 20 minutes away from tipping off from Banax, Michigan in the Region 24 Championship in Division III MHSAA basketball. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com. When we return, we'll take a look at the hometown USA Patriots right here on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WNLW Sports Network.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only 1 in 3 will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
I'm Carl Featherstone from St. Clair Shores, Michigan. Since 2004, between my wife and myself, we've purchased about 16 vehicles. I drive 94 miles to come to Moore Motors because coming to Moore Motors is like coming home to family. It has kept me coming back from the big city to Moore Motors for 14 years.
Did you know that Moore Motors in Carroll is your Super Duty Ford truck headquarters with 9 Super Duty Ford trucks in stock starting at $38,242? You really do get more at Moore Motors in Carroll. And this week, get any remaining 2018 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in stock at Chrysler employee pricing for everyone. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Motors in Carroll to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Motors in Carroll goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
You really do get more at Moore Motors.
Must qualify for Ford AC pricing and finance a portion with Ford Motor Credit, plus tax, doc, and state plate fees. See dealer for details.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, your Harvard home for high school hoops and your postseason home for all the action from District 96 to Region 24 now in Division 3 basketball as the USA Patriots are taking on the Flint Beecher Bucks here tonight in Bad Axe, Michigan. It's a full house already and they are lined up out the door still trying to get into this gymnasium. Beautiful venue, and Beecher's coming on the court right now. Flint Beecher taking on the USA Patriots tonight, and USA enters tonight at 22-0. Going for their 7th regional in school history, their 5th since 1997. They finished 12-0 in the Greater Thumb West. That's 12 titles now since 1997. And get this, this is the stat of the night. USA has won more divisions in 23 years than they have lost the division. Coach Mark Gainforth has a lot to do that. He's there since, go figure, 1997, 23 years at the helm. He's gone 405-127 over that time, going .761 batting average. 14 district titles, 4 regionals, and 1 finals appearance. On offense, USA averaging 59 points per game. That's the second best in the Greater Thumb Conference, but doesn't matter because they're the only team from the GTC still playing. In fact, the only team from the entire Thumb. On defense, USA giving up an impressive 37 points per game. That's the best in the GTC by 7.6. They gave up 60 points on Monday against Ithaca for just the second time this season. Both of those times were in overtime. An average margin of victory for USA of 22.2, and 18 of their 22 games this year came with a double-digit victory. In the last three seasons, USA has now gone 65-7. And they have not lost a regular season game in 732 days. Tonight will be the 29th postseason game for the Patriots since 2012, and they're going for their 22nd victory. In this year's tournament, USA is averaging over 57 points per game while only allowing 40 on defense. That's 1 point better than last year's defense in postseason play for the red, white, and blue.
I'll tell you what, on Tuesday, though, waiting in the wings, Flint Beecher did not witness a completely stellar performance from the Patriots. After all, giving up a 16-point lead, shooting horribly from the foul line,